the keys, for God's sake! Yes! Yes! You're the man now, dog.
It's actually pretty good.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am your host, I guess.
Yeah.
By default, right? I have to be.
You're the leader of this puppet show.
I am the guy in charge.
You're the ones with the hands up asses.
You got questions, you got concerns, you come to me. Phone number to get a hold of the show, 309-740 or WFO Dicks on Skype. I'm joined here by my co-hosts, Napier, and so, via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
How's everybody?
My titties are jiggling.
Yeah?
A little bit less. I think I'm losing weight.
This is our final show of 2014.
And what a great year it's been.
It has been. It's been a great year. We added a co-host.
That's me.
We lost a co-host.
Was that 2014?
That's the other guy.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Things are looking up. Actually, next we had our Christmas show.
Which wasn't very Christmas.
This is going to be like our New Year's show. And next week, I guess technically, will be our five-year anniversary show.
Titties.
Because it will be 5 years since we started this this big pile of shit we call a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 years since you've taken the internet by storm.
That's right, you know? Travis. That's absolutely right. Took it by storm.
Sadly, nobody noticed.
Tonight on the show, we are going to debut the second installment of Romance is Dead, our romantic comedy zombie sitcom. We will be crowning a winner of Travis's Holly Jolly Box.
Excellent.
One for submitting the best flat drunk of the last 2 months. And I guess we're just going to go ahead and keep the ball rolling and announce the next round of Flat Drunk Contest, right?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
I'm having fun with the Flat Drunk Contest.
I like it very much. I think that some of the submissions that we've got, it took a little bit to get the ball rolling, but once the ball did start rolling down the hill, it gathered momentum.
We're getting
going fast.
We're getting some fun, creative submissions. I'm pleased with the output we're receiving. I think we can do better, but I'm pleased with what we've gotten. And so, what's the next one? You had an idea, Napier. What's the next box? I guess I'm going to send the next box. Did you say the Black Love Box?
The Black Love Box.
Because it's February.
Yeah.
And there's two things that happen in February. We celebrate black people, and we celebrate buying our significant other's
power tools.
Oh, romantic and steak and BJ day.
Romantic power tools?
Yeah, don't you see? There's always like Home Depot commercials and shit that says, get the man in your life that new drill that he wants to show your love.
That's good. Is that what you usually get? What do you usually get for? I don't even really get a card. I think it's just like, I guess I'll give you a blowjob. That's That's my Valentine's Day present.
What do you mean, you guess?
No, I'm that's what she says. She's like, you know, I guess I'll give you a blowjob. It's Valentine's Day.
But right? You're supposed to woo her and give her the magic.
No, I mean, like, I do the due diligence. I have to. I'm the man. I go buy things, and, like, I shower her with gifts. I buy a card, generally. I sign it, write her name on the envelope and everything. But then, you know, it's pretty much just like, eh.
I cook my wife a nice steak dinner all of the trimmings.
Guess I'll give you the sex.
No, your woman should demand hog rides. She should get in line for the hog rides. She should buy extra tickets to come back all day for hog rides. She should buy pellets to feed the hog so that it can give her more hog rides.
Do you think I should give her hog ride coupons for throughout the year?
I think you should give her coupons that say, like, free blowjob to me.
One free ride on the Mike Express.
One free dick in your mouth.
One year, she got me this little silver heart medallion thing that says apology accepted on it that I was supposed to exchange, like, when I fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, it was like one get out of jail free card.
Do you get that for diddling or sniz?
No, like if I say something stupid, which, I mean, if you've listened to this show before, you know that I typically say things stupid. I mean, like, you can imagine I fuck up pretty regularly.
I'd say daily.
And so it was like, you know, I can keep this with me. And then like one time I can like give it to her and she just like has to forgive the stupid thing I said. Well, I mean, I tried giving it to her a couple times. She's like, no, fuck you. And I'd be like, well, then what'd you give me this stupid thing for?
What if you slip inside the second hole? Can you give it to her like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, apology accepted.
I don't slip, baby. I stay in there. I got aim like a goddamn sharpshooter. It's like my dick's got hooks in it. You know what I'm
like
saying?
Like a lion?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't slip out.
Just beast roar through it?
Yeah. I stay right there.
Oh, you could give her a coupon 30% off a ride on the bone train.
I hear a stopwatch, too. Lisa's saying in the chat that she hears a stopwatch. Where's that coming from? Do you hear that in your headphones? Do you
hear
that,
no
Travis?
Stopwatch.
You don't hear that?
Uh-uh.
So that has to be coming from here somewhere, right? What is that coming from?
There's a bomb. It's under your chair, like Lethal Weapon 2 when he sat on the shitter and he couldn't stand up, otherwise it would explode.
I hear like a watch or something. Okay, I'm going to turn off my microphone and see if I still hear it.
I still heard it.
Okay, we turned off both of our microphones and still heard it.
I'll turn off mine, too.
Okay.
Let's all turn off our microphones for 5 minutes.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Okay.
Ready, go.
What is that? That's weird. That's weird, right?
It's coming from the TV.
You think? That's gonna bother me.
Turn up the TV.
The TV's off. We're gonna ignore it. We're gonna do the show.
I don't think we
anyway.
Can ignore it. We have OCD. Hold on. Wait,
I hear like
I'll...
one of those womb bears. You know, the ones that go woo woo.
I'm gonna fill my belly with this wine.
A womb bear?
Yeah, you give it to like newborn babies. It's like a teddy bear. And you can speed up the frequency of it, but it just goes woo, woo, woo. It simulates what they hear when they're inside the belly.
Does it also make random fart sounds? Because I'm pretty sure they also hear random farts.
No, just the woo, woo, woo sound. But that might be in my internal monologue telling me it's time to shut down. I'm not sure.
Not getting enough sleep?
No. Yesterday was rough. I woke up and we did football Sunday is usually a kind of a to-do in my home, even though it's just the wife and I and the children. But during nap time for kiddo, it was like the night before we had a Christmas party at the in-laws where we do like that
present-stealing game.
You know, everybody brings a present and then you choose one and then you steal it from someone. You know what I mean?
You can steal it or...
Or grab another one.
Grab another one.
Yep, and then if you get your present stolen, you got to pick another one or you can steal somebody else's. But it's progressed in the course of like the 10 years I've been with her, when I first got together and went to her grandma's house for this thing, all of her cousins were like still like children. So there'd be a couple of alcohol gifts and then just a lot of like crafts, like snowmen, like decorations and shit. And as it progressed, there was more and more alcohol added to it. And then once the cousins became of age, it's pretty much 100% alcohol gifts, whether it's a gift set or just a bottle of booze or Bloody Mary makings. And so we ended up getting like this. I got a bottle of rum that was in this sweet ass carrying case, but she got like this sour vodka stuff, like sour vodka fruit punch.
So she decided.
It's still vodka, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she like busted it out warm and decided that since we've been drinking for a few hours, we should probably do a few shots of this sour vodka. And we decided to take down 3/4 of the bottle by the time we went to bed. So this morning was rough. It was pretty rough. So now I'm drinking to try to claw my way out of that haze.
So you're going to get over your drunkenness by drinking more?
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's a man right there.
Yeah.
Hair of the dog, baby.
Napier, what's new with you, guy?
I got a new bag for my hockey gear.
Didn't you get new hockey gear last week?
Yeah,
Napier is constantly in a state of buying new hockey gear.
No, I bought
Napier.
A new bag.
I mean, like, I have the same stuff I've always had. I just duct tape it on myself.
You duct tape your shit to yourself,
yeah,
because
like,
it's
like
falling
all
apart.
My pads have broken, and I just duct tape it on.
It's probably completely functional still, too, right?
I mean,
no,
it does
no.
what it needs to do. It, you know, when pucks hit me, they don't hurt.
Right. I mean, and that's all that it's meant to do.
Yeah. I mean, I just look like a, you know, big pile of trash. But, I mean, who gives a shit? It's rec league hockey.
That's saying it's all about the skill. It's about the love of the game, not the look of the player, right?
That's right. It's about the love of the game, not the look of the player. And, I mean, really, I mean, you just look gigantic.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, like, it doesn't matter what like you put on. You just look like a big, big trash heap. You just look like a big, big giant person.
I look amazing. I have my classic Marty Brodeur kind of gloves on. I got my New Jersey Devil pads.
You look like a Mr. Potato Head out there. You
no.
just look like a big round thing.
I look like the Michelin Man just malformed into a hockey goalie.
Did you see the news story? It was a big deal on the Yahoos today. I was checking my emails and I saw on the Yahoos Aaron Rodgers apparently bought all of his offensive line 55-inch televisions for Christmas.
Oh boy.
That cheap fucker. He couldn't have sprung for the 80-inch TVs that are now at Walmart for like $1,000.
I just think of all of these guys getting 55-inch televisions from Aaron Rodgers and saying, "Yeah, Aaron, we're rich too, man. I mean, you're not..."
I have all of the TVs
like,
that I need.
Yeah,
I
a 55-inch television isn't really going to, like, you know, knock our socks off here. I mean, we get it.
Does that go in their toilets, or they can watch their 55-inch TVs while they're taking shit on gold-lined toilet paper?
Yeah, Aaron, thanks. 55-inch television, you know... I guess we'll put this like in our attic or something. I don't know what are we gonna do with a 55-inch television.
Take it
down to our lake house, I guess. You know,
you turn it upside down and you use it as a coffee table. That's where you put your drinks on it.
Is that
that guy's got like money coming out of his ass? Like he, I'm sure that was some sort of a tax write off, like to give like charity to his fellow employees. But there's a guy that I work with, a buddy of mine. His father-in-law bought a bar restaurant for his daughter, and it was like in the middle of the week. We have like a new golf course going in, like, I don't know, 20 minutes south of us, like a big deal. Like, apparently the people who bought this property and are going to be opening this golf course, they have like a few other ones in the United States, like in the middle of nowhere. And they apparently like pull down, you know, $250-$300 for 9 holes, kind of luxury golf course.
Is golf really that expensive?
Yeah, like they
at
have
the
like
nice places.
I mean, we have golf courses all around us. I mean, I think there's 7 golf courses within 20 minutes of me. But they're like opening this giant monstrosity of like a, they're doing like 2 18 hole courses, and it's supposed to be like a big deal. And apparently Aaron Rodgers is one of the founders of that. Like, he's an investor in that. So one like random Wednesday or Thursday, there was a posse of people that came into my buddy's sister-in-law's bar restaurant. And it was Aaron Rodgers with like 9 guys that just came in for lunch and of course wanted to keep his low profile, but left a pretty good tip apparently. So
yeah, you can't leave bad tips if you're a pro athlete anymore. People give you shit about that.
People take pictures of those receipts and post them to the internet to shame you.
Right. Yeah.
You should. Fuck those guys. They make millions of dollars a year. You can't give the waitress 15%.
15? I give 20% and I don't make money. Like, I have 2 children and don't make a lot of money, and I give 20%.
I don't have like a set amount. I always round up to a dollar amount. So I'm obsessed with that. Like, if I'm leaving a tip, you're getting the change that rounds me up to a dollar amount, and then, like, you know, whatever else.
You sound like Mr. Pink.
No, I mean, I do tip. I try to get as close to 15% as I can, but the rounding thing is way more important to me than anything.
Yeah, so, doing math is bullshit. I completely agree. I try to take it to a full dollar amount, too, because I don't, like, I'll kind of approximate 20% and then just take it to the next dollar amount because I hate that shit.
Yeah, I think I'm a 15% get tipper unless we're at, like, a place where, like, the gals have to wear something,
cleavage, yeah,
a bit. And then I tip more because I'm like, oh, these gals, they're trying. But I mean, if I go to like an Applebee's and it's a bitch in a polo shirt, she's getting 15%. That's more than just bringing me a steak.
Bringing me a show.
Yeah, that's a sunshiny attitude, but not a fake one. Not that. Are your green bean appetizers extra delicious today? I'll be right back with your entree. Yeah. I don't want that either. Get the fuck out of here. And if you just brought me my food, and I have a mouthful of fucking steak, don't come by and ask me how it is. I obviously can't tell you, and all I'm going to do is nod.
Gonna nod.
Yeah, it's a nod.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
No, I talk with my mouth open. I make them look at me while I'm eating my food. Yeah, they fucking don't listen.
It's okay. Thank you.
They could use more salt.
Just spitting out spinach and artichoke dip all over the table after they ask
you. I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
Do you remember when we had a friend that had her younger sister working at a Sonic? She was kind of a chubbier broad. Do you remember that? What's her name?
Yeah, she's a bigger gal. She was on roller skates.
Yeah, she was on roller skates, and she had like mostly like the same size ankle from like her knee to her ankle, like the entire.
Oh yeah, she had tree trunk legs.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, the thing about the Sonic burger is I always go through the drive-thru because, I mean, like, really, it's the same thing as stopping at one of those things, except you're expected to tip them because they walk it across a driveway and hand you the food, as opposed to you going to the window and getting handed the food.
Oh, no, I give them bigger tips if they got bigger tits, because when they're in those roller skates and their titties are flopping all over the place, that's extra.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're on roller skates, that's due diligence. I respect that. But I just go through the drive-thru window. I think it's stupid to go through the thing. Even
the
if
Sonic, it's been a long time since I've been to a Sonic. Do they put the little tray on your window like they do at like an A&W drive-in kind of place?
Yeah, they do if you ask for it, but most times you're just leaving, right?
Well, I always went to that Sonic that was there because of that broad sister with the big tits, and she would always, like, jiggle about while I'm eating my food.
I don't like when you refer to big fat broads as having big tits.
Why?
I mean, like, she's a fat broad. She has, like, she has big tits because she's a big fat broad.
But she still has big tits.
If she wasn't a fat broad, her big tits probably would be small, right?
Right. I mean, like, she has big fat broad tits because she's a big fat broad. And I'm not trying to be insensitive, but that's not really a chick with big tits.
Yes,
you know, it's the most shameful.
I mean, like
thing
a
ever.
Little broad with giant tits. That's something to get excited about.
Agreed.
No, that's truck tires on a Nissan.
A big fat broad with big fat tits is a fat broad.
No,
you know what's an abomination though is those big fat broads that have small tits.
That
like
was
for
Lindsay.
Some reason all the fat didn't go into their boobs. Like,
yeah, they.
Why are your tits not as big as your belly is?
Right.
You know, that... like why did that happen to you? I almost feel bad.
I almost feel like they need to like push up on their belly and like push it up into their. Yeah. That's a like, thing, right?
Yeah, no. Like a cartoon, like Looney Tunes, where they'd take their big guts and they'd make them. Themselves to have a big make them look like they were strong.
Like you bounce on a trampoline if you got a poop.
Look, I dined at the trough of big fat broad with tiny titties.
Yeah, exactly like that.
You remember Lindsay.
Yeah.
No tits, huge fucking broad.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Big gal.
Everything but tits. That made me appreciate the girls that are big with the big titties.
But they didn't do anything except got fat.
Yeah, they got big titties.
I mean, I guess,
got big titties too.
Chicks with big tits, they didn't really do anything either. They just have big tits. It's not like
they lucked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you do exercise to get big tits. You just have them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
And you're supposed to appreciate.
Like
see.
Right, like having a big dick. Like, good for you. You didn't do anything for that, but fucking kudos, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to be, like, real excited and, like, prideful, that's a word, right?
Yeah.
To be prideful. Mm-hmm, yep. To be prideful of, like, your big dick. You didn't do anything. You just have a big dick. Good for you.
There were several players on our high school team that I pray to God every day my son is as blessed by God of their giant hogs as those guys. More than likely, they're going to get my tiny little dick, and then they're going to be sad.
I mean, it's like being proud of your heritage. I mean, it's like, you know.
Yeah, you didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. Your parents fucked and had you. Good.
Yeah. She shat you out of her vagina.
I mean,
there you are.
Like, drunk. Drunk's an Eagle Scout.
Really?
He is. Drunk is an Eagle
Scout.
Drunk is.
My
drunk,
son's an
I know
Scout.
It's shocking. Drunk's a goddamn Eagle Scout, Travis. And you don't hear him bragging about it.
At least he earned it.
You know
he should though. That's a big deal. There's not
you get a commendation from the fucking United States president when you become an Eagle Scout.
Right.
You get like a signed thing. Like my boy's an Eagle Scout. He just got it last year, and he got something from the president, the governor, the mayor. Like that's a big fucking deal. And now that you say drunk has that, I'm actually very afraid that my son is going to turn into drunk.
You just have to worry the wheelbarrow full of dicks camping trip goes south, that drunk will be late and we'll all be dead by the time he gets there.
But don't worry, he can totally...
I can't build a fire for shit, Travis. I can't... I have no survival skills whatsoever. I'm relying on all of you to keep me alive.
Yeah, he can totally build a splint out of popsicle sticks and make a birdhouse.
You know, in order to get that Eagle Scout thing, though, like, they force you to go, they give you, like, a knife and some, I don't even think they give you anything else. They give you a knife and then they say, go into the woods, you need to sleep out in the woods, like, for 20 years. That's, like, one of the requirements that you get it. Like, my boy had to go out, like, I think he was 14 when he got it. Like, they just shipped him off into the woods at camp and, see you tomorrow. Don't come back until this time. Here's your watch.
Good luck.
See ya.
Yeah, that's
isn't that
one
ridiculous
day.
Though? Like a miner, they just ship out a fucking miner into the woods to maybe die.
That's like the beginning of 300.
Oh, it's a day. It's
right.
It's a fucking adventure. Give them a month. Give them a month, and then they've earned something. Let them loose in the fucking Ozarks with all the meth billies and the fucking crazy drug heads. You know what? If you can survive 30 days out there, you get a letter from the president. You can make the best fucking birdhouse in the fucking planet. Tell us all about your squirrel feeder you made out of a pine cone and peanut butter.
Guys, I was just joking, but now I'm actually kind of excited about the wheelbarrow full of dicks camping trip.
Yeah, we'll make popsicle stick birdhouses. We'll put peanut butter on pineapples or pine cones.
You're sharing a tent with Drunk. I want to share a tent with Travis.
Why? You want me to wake up with a dick between my butts?
Yeah, me and Travis.
Between both your butts.
Yeah, between both my butts.
Keep each other warm.
You know what? I think I can put my tits together, and he can just, you know, get inside the furry mountain.
Where does he get to unload then, though?
All over my back.
Have you ever been camping before?
Yeah, we went camping. You and me.
I didn't go camping with you.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I've never been camping with you before in my life. Did you dream this?
Didn't we go to the woods?
Me and you haven't been to the woods together, Napier.
Really? We didn't go up to the mountains in Colorado?
Oh yeah, the climbing trip.
Yeah.
That wasn't camping, though.
We camped out in tents. And then we went out to that fucking bullshit camping area in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, and hung out with Bobby and his girlfriend while they pretended to fuck off up by the wayside. And then I got drunk and passed out and vomited.
No, I wasn't at that.
You weren't at that? Who was there?
I don't know. It wasn't me. They pretended to fuck?
Yeah.
How do you pretend to fuck? Are you, like, dry humping each other? Are you, like, just rubbing your shit
yeah.
on each other?
I'm fucking right now.
Did you do a lot of that when you were like in high school before you started like really fucking like just rub your junk up against each other?
No, I ate broads out. I was a total puss hound, yeah.
You just ate a bunch of broads out?
Yeah, I learned how to sign my name like, with my tongue real good.
I did that a
like
lot
a
of
gentleman.
I did that a lot. We rubbed our shit together and I think I burnt up my shit.
I always used to test them by putting a pinky in there.
I almost kind of wonder if, like, you know, all the burning on my shit, like, ruined it.
Why? You can't ruin it. It just makes everything better. More spices add to the soup.
Napier, you give great advice.
Thank you.
I think later on in the show, Lisa's going to call in and get advice from you about her dating life.
Why is her sniz dry?
Ooh, I don't know. Probably, right?
I hope not.
I would imagine.
Yeah. I mean, that probably plays a part in what's going on, but I don't know for sure. I got to figure out this clock thing. This thing's bothering me now.
I can still hear it.
Can't you hear it?
Yeah, but
you
I don't
can
have
hear
my...
it without headphones on. No, I can't hear it without headphones on.
Take them off.
Put them on.
No, I don't hear it without headphones
on. I hear it. It's coming out that way. That's by weird. That lamp.
We're probably going to die.
You are.
Guys, I guess we're going to go on break. Do you want to do the Hollywood Fantasy League update before we go on break?
The Hobbit's killing.
The Hobbit, yeah. The Hobbit ended. It made $169 million, had a 59% Metacritic. Not great.
No, I would expect
59% Metacritic is not very good. Considering, I mean, the Hobbit movies did pretty good on Metacritic, mm-hmm. I guess. So it made 100 points, 169 with 59% Metacritic. So 100 points for Team Lotus Cast. Night at the Museum.
Are people just over it? Is that the thing? Are people just over the whole Peter Jackson Tolkien thing? You know, no. I mean, this is like 22 hours later, he's finally wrapping up his franchise.
The problem is that Legolas is in the movie, but Legolas is not in the book. And he,
why doesn't he go get some Legos?
Because he has less of them. That's his name. He's supposed to have less.
This is a bad joke. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't see how it could have been avoided, Travis. I'm sorry.
You caught me off guard with it.
I mean, he knows you could go buy them at the store, right?
Yeah, no, they're expensive as fuck. Yeah. You ever priced Legos? Legos are bullshit.
They're booing me in the chat.
Fuck them. That was excellent. You fucking got me out of nowhere.
You
like,
go buy some Legos, Davey. You go buy some.
You couldn't have made a waffle joke about Egos.
Night at the Museum had $55 million. Well, I guess that franchise is over.
Yeah, that one's done too.
47% Metacritic, so I had 26 points. And Black Annie made $46 million, had a 33% Metacritic.
15
points for Black Annie. A couple movies opened this weekend, so they'll still go for another week, and we'll have totals for them next week. Unbroken, which was the Angelina Jolie-directed movie about some dude who did stuff, right?
Yeah, I think he ran a race, and then he went into the military or something.
And then they captured him and
And
then
Japanese
he came home
dude.
To run another race or something. I don't know.
Right, something like that. He was like a Spanish fella or something, wasn't he? Was he American?
Maybe.
What was he? I don't know. He looked kind of tan-ish.
Yeah, he's looks mixed.
$47 million. I think it came in second in the weekend to The Hobbit, but it was like the winner of the weekend. That went undrafted, unbroken. So it had 28 points. An undrafted movie made more than Team Not Safe for Water Cooler's first pick. Into the Woods. I don't know who had Into the Woods. Who had that?
I think that was also Not Safe for Water Coolers, wasn't it? Or was that Lotus Cast?
I can't remember. Maybe it was Lotus Cast because he took a bunch of Disney shit in the later rounds.
Yep, and that's
it?
I think that was
that had $46 million, a 70% Metacritic. So it made less money than Unbroken, but it had a better Metacritic. So it scored 32 points to Unbroken's 28. The Gambler went undrafted. It had a $14 million, 56 Metacritic at 8 points, and The Interview opened in just a few theaters. Made $3 million, 52% Metacritic, so it scored 2 points.
I have a copy of that. Somebody just gave me a DVD copy of that today. And I was like, oh, that's a real surprise since they released it for streaming the exact same day.
Yeah.
That they released it to theaters.
I saw it. Was
it fine?
It was fine. I mean, it wasn't great. And I mean, I laughed. It was good.
Sure.
But I mean, it wasn't like, you know, great.
What I thought. People praise Pineapple Express up and down.
It was better than Pineapple Express. I didn't think Pineapple Express was that great.
I like
me neither.
That movie.
I thought it was just, it was, I mean, it had a couple funny parts in it.
I thought the little bit that they did in This Is the End where they faked making a sequel to Pineapple Express was funnier than the actual Pineapple Express.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Did you hear somebody went out and bought about $400 worth of tickets to The Interview? And his plan was to scalp them, sell them to people for a shit ton of money. Well, apparently when they released The Interview for half the price of a movie ticket online, this dude lost his shit and was pissed off that he was going to lose his $400 because nobody's going to go fucking see it.
Right.
He demanded that the movie theater give him his $400 back.
And they told him to go fuck himself.
Exactly. Apparently, the manager of the movie theater just started laughing and walked away.
I got more for The Interview next week, I think, when it ends. We have more to discuss, I think. But we are going to go on a little break now. We will be back in a few minutes. Enjoy.
Getting your Jinies ready.
Yeah, this. Enjoy it. Enjoy all of this.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Stay on him, Titus. You better stay on him.
Titus, what you see is what you get. Titus saw his life flash before his eyes.
Titus
in
words?
T-I-T-U-S. Titus the Noncast. Tuesday nights. Only on Radio FUBAR.
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. Our kids were the same, just a shambling mess, only grunting and moaning and eating live flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. Dead kids, and I did love you too. But if romance is dead, then I want to die too.
Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
Uh, Sweetie, you got a minute? I wanted to talk to you about your clothes. You know, you're getting to an age where boys start to notice you, and you want their attention to be on your...
No! Nobody! Back, Kelly!
Kelly! Like I was saying, you don't want boys to be paying attention to you for the wrong reasons. I know that isn't what you have in mind with your little outfits, but you have to be conscious of the perception you're giving. What's that noise? Is somebody bouncing stuff off the window?
Dunkelman! Get out of my yard before I mistake you for a nerd zombie and shoot you in the goddamn head!
Romance is Dead will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
WFOD.
WFOD.
WFOD,
right.
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
You should send me that newest episode of Romance is Dead.
Oh, it's up, man. WFODicks.com. It's actually already up there if you want to go check it out. We have a new section with all of our classic bits. You could go check out the archive of Napier Karaoke's, and it's
all
extensive.
Are gold.
I mean, there's like 30 or 40 of them that I went through and put them all up. You can just fucking have a full day just blasting you some Napier Karaoke. Napier series, all of them. All of our things are up there on the website, WFODicks.com, so make sure you check them all out.
If I wanted to know how Detective Napier started, like the origin story, would I be able to find that on WFODicks.com?
Actually, the origin story
is... I see
is...
you checked it out. Did you check it out today, Travis?
That was, I was feeding you. I was trying to feed a plug.
Like, I did.
Everybody.
I kind of wanted to explain, like, where that came from. Because it's a very strange thing. We do strange things.
We made a movie.
We did. We made a movie. That was, 2001. We were just out of high school or just... in our senior year of high school, and actually my first Pizza Hut check, I went and bought a camera, and we were going to be Kevin Smith with my stupid camcorder.
Is that the pizza dough movie that you made? There was pizza dough in that and a pizza dough mixer?
Oh, Napier fucked the dough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, somebody's on the line.
What?
Hello, you're on the air with Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio.
Fuck you, Dan.
Ah. What did Dan do?
Dan's being rude.
Oh, in the chat?
Yes.
On the line, our number one fan, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys.
Oh, no. What is
did
that?
Did you lose Travis?
No. I'm here, right?
I don't know. There's like an error thing popping up. So what's going on with you? I understand that you might need some advice from our resident advice expert, Dr. Napier.
Yes.
Oh.
Dating advice.
Oh.
Excellent.
See, this is your specialty.
Now it's time for Ask Dr. Napier. Special edition.
What's going on, Lisa? Air out your grievances live on the internet radio.
Well, my first question has to do with online dating.
Oh.
Dear Dr. Napier, how much cleavage is too much cleavage in an online dating photo?
If you can see the areolas, you've gone too far.
Like on like a Plenty of Fish? Not a free one. You're talking about like a pay one. You see, you sort out the riffraff, right?
No, Christian Mingle.
Oh.
Farmersonly.com.
Is farmersonly.com?
Those farmers, they got the beards.
No, you can't put nips on that. They'll critique it. They're like, no, this needs more butter.
If you go to farmersonly.com and like you're found out to not be a farmer, do you think they'd really be upset? Or you think they'd be okay just as long as they know that like you're into the whole farming thing?
I think that's a thing for bestiality.
like you're into farming. You haven't quite pulled the trigger on opening your own farm, but you like really are interested in it. Like you read up about farming. Like yeah, that'd be okay.
You're all farm pals. You want to go down to the farm and
in the chat, Dan, buttsexonly.gov.
You know, maybe people you give the government shit about wasting money.
Farm. We should start the first dating site only for podcasters.
Damn it, Dan.
Folks, you know, who podcast, who want to date other people who podcast, you know, that understand, like, our need to podcast.
So, probably the least visited thing other than podcasts.
The only people who listen to podcasts are other people who podcast and people who are considering starting a podcast.
Oh, so kind like
sadbasementdwellers.com sad or something, basement, we'd call it.
Kind of like people who watch the
podcast. I think I'm already
videos.
A paying member there.
So Lisa was asking a question.
If you can see areolas, there's too much cleavage.
So, I mean, really, like, if you have a lot of areola, then you can't get
away. What about whale tail?
Whale tail.
Oh, whale
tail's
fine.
That's like when
fine.
You're showing thong out the top of your pants, right?
I would say more cleavage than whale tail. You don't want to come off as, you know, being too, you know, aggressive and
what if you're
it.
Sitting on a cake?
Sitting, like, naked on a cake?
There was a fetish gal on the Lotus Cast a couple of weeks ago that, like, makes the videos and stuff for, you know, fellas. And they asked her about sitting on a cake, and she said that she sat on a cake once. She was, like, wearing a raincoat, and she was, like, testing, you know, its water resistance by sitting on a cake. That was something that people requested. And, like, we were getting into pricing and stuff because I wanted her to sit on a cake for us. I thought it would be, like, a fun, like, bonus thing for the show. Like, you know, hey, I got this broad to sit on a cake. It's $10 a minute, Travis.
What?
$10 a minute with a minimum of 5 minutes.
What the fuck?
So the minimum she will do anything for is $50. And Travis, well, really, this gal, she's not an ugly gal, but she's certainly not like an A. You know what I mean?
She's not a $50
no,
attractiveness.
No, I mean, like, she's a gal that, like, you know, if she was wearing something slutty and like she walked past me, I'd probably take another look. Like, I like look over my shoulder and be like, oh, you know, what's going on there? But she isn't like a, oh my God, I got to call Napier and tell him about this gal I just saw showing
sure.
Whale tail.
You'd look, but maybe you wouldn't use her for your bank later.
Right.
When you were taking care of business.
It just amazes me how like every woman who is marginally attractive isn't like a millionaire.
Doesn't because even need to be marginally attractive.
They
you can be
get
fucking disgusting.
Us to pay them yep. to do nothing.
Anything at all.
She makes $50 in 5 minutes putting on a raincoat and sitting on a cake. The guy paid for the cake, Napier.
Was it a white cake?
The cake wasn't included in the price. The cake was extra. She got a free cake.
But she had to eat it off her butt.
Lisa. Lisa,
yeah.
How do you not have like $1 billion just from like opening a website and sitting on cakes? Like Lisa sits on a cake.org.
Or sits in a big old box
of
worms.
I mean, you go to work every day. What are you doing?
Shameful.
I don't know.
Going to work every day is obscene.
It's not like anyone cares. My dad is dead. Who am I going to embarrass?
Right.
You're right, guys. You're right.
Right. I mean, you can even, like, use that as a selling point. Guys will be, eat that up. My dad is dead.
I don't go to church.
You don't, you don't have to worry about that. That's something you can cross off the list. My dad isn't going to find out about this. He's dead.
Ladies make a lot of money buying dollar bin panties, sliding them on, taking them directly off, and listing them on the internet for sale.
Oh, for a lot of money.
Over on the east side here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's even more if, like, she goes for a jog first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do a workout. Like, you can actually post that in, I think, your web sales is that I ran on the treadmill for 15 minutes before I took these off.
You know what you call underwear that I go for a jog in? Gross.
Garbage.
After 15 minutes, how many farts do you think are in those underwear?
All the farts.
Do you think you do they pay extra for farts?
Is why I can never get behind all this, and I don't want to sound sexist here. I don't. But all this stuff about women making as much as men, I don't buy it. Because
I could never be a fucking stripper, and I've been to strip clubs in my hometown, and you do not have to be attractive to take your clothes off for a bunch of dudes to give you dollars.
Because if I go to the movies with a gal, we go on a date, I go on the movies, I if I don't pay for the movie tickets, I'm an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't pay for dinner, I'm an asshole. And I'll give a gal $30 for her underwear, her dirty underwear. Lisa,
I'll give her a dollar.
Hey, I'm going to make all of my rent money tonight.
Lisa,
great.
$3 for Travis's underwear that he's wearing right now. Deal?
Deal.
Nice. Send me your shipping
Should I aim higher? $6.
No.
See, we got to get that sweet spot. It's like four. You know, earlier in
I would have paid four.
In my younger days when I was more attractive and less grizzly, I thought about trying to cater to the gay market and listing pictures or underwear online to see if I could pull in some cash. Because really, who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
Fellas,
like, if you could sell,
gay for pay, Dave's.
Yeah. If you could take a picture of yourself with your dick in your hands and sell it online for $15 to a bunch of different dudes, would you do that?
Oh yeah,
like,
I'd open up a website.
Of course. Shit.
Of course. And if you could sell your underwear that you wore, and I don't know how you wear your underwear, but I wear them until they're useless. If you could send those useless underwear to somebody.
You get rid of the ones that you're just going to throw away anyway.
Yeah, there's like holes and shit in them. Like, I'm going to throw these away. If you could like take a picture of them a couple of times and then maybe even take a picture of yourself wearing them just from like the waist down and could garner like $30 for those, you would sell the shit out of those.
I probably have
10
pairs of underwear in my closet, in my drawer right now that every time I pull them out of the drawer, I say, ugh, this is the last time I'm wearing these.
It's rough.
But I put them on. I do. And then the next time I do it again, I'm like, ugh. This is the last time I'm wearing these. I need to throw these out.
How many pajama bottoms do you have
away
in
the last
exact
time I did
same
laundry?
Napier.
Yeah?
We're getting sidetracked. Lisa had a question.
Lisa, what's your question?
Oh, we're on to the second one?
Yes. Cleavage, okay. If it gets to the areola, you've gone too far, go north about a quarter of an inch.
Okay.
Unless you're listing yourself on adultfriendfinder.com and then you need the entire areola as well as the nipple.
Keep it cold in there. You can get more cleavage. Your areolas will shrink.
But how do you get the entire areola without getting the nipple in there?
Big areolas? Like a
Photoshop.
Like, would you say like bigger than a quarter?
Are you asking about mine?
Like pie plates and AK bullets?
Oh yeah, or like slabs of bologna.
22 shells.
Oscar Mayer's going for a tit hunt tonight.
And actually, for an extra 75, you can just throw slices of salami at me.
Holy shit, that's perfect. We can just throw cold lunch meat at her. But you have to be topless.
See, but you gotta bring your own salami. It's not included in the price. You got to bring
Fuck
the salami,
no.
Napier.
And it has to be deli.
She specified that. She said, It's $50 for 5 minutes, but that doesn't include the price of the cake. And like, if I have to go buy like something special, like to wear, then you're paying for that too. Like if they require like a raincoat for their fantasy, you gotta buy the raincoat. And then she has a raincoat forever.
Yeah, but do you want that raincoat?
She never doesn't have a raincoat.
That's right. Like I would say if I'm telling you, hey, I want you to have a raincoat for this thing, and like you go buy a raincoat and like still have money left over, you got a raincoat out of the deal. I mean, it's not like you're gonna take the raincoat back. It's got cake on it. It's a caked up raincoat, Napier. Walmart ain't gonna take that back. They say, no, you sat on a cake in this raincoat, didn't you?
No, Walmart would take it back.
Yeah, just tell them no, the tags are still on it.
Travis.
Yeah.
We're getting sidetracked.
Lisa had another question.
So, Dr. Napier, when you're on said date, a first date, what do you say when he asks you to go back to your place?
You say yes.
No, you're a self-respecting gal.
To whose place? Which place? Your place or his place?
He invited himself to your place?
Yeah, he's like, hey, let's go back to your place.
No way.
No, you don't take them back to where you live. You go to their house.
Yeah, because then they know where you live.
Let me get a picture on this. The dude's hotness on the lady scale. What would he be?
Is he a good-looking fella?
I'd say probably a 6, 7.
Out of 10?
I don't know.
No, like, out of 23.
So he's 23 and a 7. Let's see here.
What?
I'm gonna go...
He's 23 years old?
Yeah, he's 23 years old and he's a 7.
And he's a 7.
Yeah, that's
a
young fella.
He was a 7 out of 23.
Lisa, 23-year-old. I mean, you know, that's pretty good, right?
No, you're just going downhill from there. I mean, 7's, that's it.
I mean, we're getting kind of up there. 23-year-old, mm-hmm. That's a big deal. I mean, if I was pulling down a 23-year-old, I'd be pretty impressed with myself.
The only thing that's gotten better on me...
Well, that's not the problem.
What is the problem? Does he have a short penis?
No, she didn't see it. She declined his offer.
You don't do that at the restaurant on a first date? You just take your shit out to make sure it's cool? Like you just want to continue the gate?
That wasn't in the profile pic, that whole...
Oh, no, you got to do that on the first date at the restaurant. You just be like, hey, let's do like rock, paper, scissors, and we'll just pull it out. And if mine beats yours, then we're good to go. You know what I mean?
So I flop my boobs out, and he flops his dick out.
Oh, no, don't, no. You got to get full bottom. You got to, like, pull it out. They're just like, yep, this is what you'd be putting this into if I allow it.
Oh, I got it.
See what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll note that for next time.
I'm sorry.
So you declined the fella's invite back to your place, you know, which was nice of him to offer, to go to your house and
Nothing better than going to a chick's house, banging her, leaving, and then, you know, more strings.
You know what's funny is, like, Lisa, on the very first date, this guy invited himself back to her house, and Napier grew up with his sister and can't even invite himself over to see her newborn baby.
I guess that'd be different if we were trying to plow. So
Napier is the most polite man in the world, so that makes him great at answering these questions for you.
Did he ask you your views on being roofinoled and then getting plowed from behind?
No, he didn't.
What else was discussed before he... I mean, like, was it going well to where he thought, you know, oh, dude, I totally got a chance here?
Yeah, apparently.
Did you respond like, no, dude, you're not coming to my house?
I did.
Yeah, of course you did, because that's fucking ridiculous.
And it was lunch, wasn't it? It was lunch.
No, it you don't do that drinking. On a lunch.
You don't go to lunch and then go back and fuck in the middle of the day.
Obviously, this dude has no fucking manners. Why are, that means no number two.
It's 1 p.m. and he's all like, so, should we take this back to your house?
Well, the Price is Right is almost on.
I want to be done in time for Ellen.
Hey, it's about to be happy hour. Let me know right now how close I am to this puss.
I said he was 73.
So, I mean, where did it go from there?
Where did you go, first of all? Where was this at?
At a bar.
A good bar?
Yeah, Mr. Good Bar.
Hot.
No, well,
Dan's going to boo you in just a second. You're going to get booed. Hold on. Hold on. There's going to be a boo. Travis, I'm not going to be the one that boos you, okay? But you're going to get booed in the chat. I have a pretty good feeling the Mr. Goodbar joke is going to get booed. Hold on. Give it just a second. I'm not going to be the one to do it. I'm not going to. There we go. Boo! Okay. Mr. Goodbar. Fuck you, Travis. This is our last show of 2014, and you just ruined it. Okay, so you had lunch.
You had lunch at a bar.
You were offered dong and you declined.
Well, we met at the bar. Then we went to lunch next door and then came back to the bar.
And then what'd you do?
Then he left.
Why?
Because he wasn't getting no puss.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I mean, like at this point, I don't have plans unless you don't want to fuck and then I'm busy.
Pretty much.
Was that pretty much it?
Yes. Yeah, because I said, well, you know, I've got like another hour and a half to kill before I have to be anywhere, so I'm going to have another drink. And he was like, all right, cool, later.
Oh.
No, I'm gonna go with no. Do not give him the sniz.
So, I mean, is this a fella that like you're going to talk to again, or are you done?
No, he tried getting me to go out again on Saturday.
Oh. And, like, the day after?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
I said no.
What was your reason?
Well, I actually had a reason. I couldn't get a sitter. So.
Oh.
I would have just said no because he's too heavy-handed with his hog. He's obviously thinking he's wielding lunch-grade meat. And probably he ain't wielding that good.
Hog, let me tell you. We would.
You should have asked if he wanted to babysit your kid while you went out.
No, but apparently you're free, so you want to come over and, you know, watch my kid for a while? If you ain't got nothing to do.
So, Lisa, I know ladies like to kind of estimate what kind of hog size they're working with. What would you grade this dude at in terms of hog landing?
What she thought he might be packing?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well.
I mean, if you could guess.
Okay, size-wise, probably.
Just think more girth or more length. Just that's the easier way to ask that.
Yeah, probably more length. If anything, definitely not very wide.
Okay.
There yeah.
Yeah.
I'm betting. I'm gonna go with no on exclusive dates and hog riding.
Although that's pretty, don't you think that's like pretty ballsy and like there's a lot of self-confidence there if on a first date, especially at noon, you're asking to come home?
Yeah, serial killers got really good self-confidence too.
He was very self-confident.
Hmm.
Did, I want to talk about, we're running out of time.
No, we're not.
My absolute favorite news story, I think of the entire year, I think of ever. I shared this with Travis earlier, and I was just so excited to talk about it. And so there's this Italian circus.
Yeah.
That was out, you know, doing their circus shit. And at the end of their circus show, they had the option where you could pay to have your photograph taken with panda bears.
That seems rather
which is cool, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, like you're leaving the circus, and they're like, "Oh my god, I can go over there and stand next to a panda bear, have a picture taken with a panda bear."
That doesn't
and
seem
it's,
like
and
something
it's a circus.
That happens.
It's a circus panda, so they'll probably be able to like put its arm around your shoulder and
right,
shit, right?
Right. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to get your picture taken with a panda bear. Turns out
weren't panda bears.
No shit.
They were chow chow dogs.
Yeah.
They painted black on the dog to make it look like it. They were, and so anybody who was like skeptical, like that ain't a panda bear, that's a chow chow dog painted. They said, no, man, this is like a new thing. It's like
that's racist.
Panda bear dog hybrid. Like we got panda bears and dogs to fuck. But, and made like this hybrid. So not only are you getting picture taken with a half panda bear, half dog hybrid, never even fucking seen it before. Now you're getting picture taken with it. But I mean, like, if we're going to do this for like the low price of like $5, you get your picture taken with a panda bear dog hybrid. You go home, you share it, you post it on your Facebook wall, make it your wallpaper on your phone. And it's something you'll never forget. The time you got your picture taken with a goddamn chow chow dog that I painted.
Which is the funniest thing, too, because if you see the picture, like, if you look at the story and you see the picture of this dog painted up like a panda, it absolutely looks like a chow painted to be a panda.
There's no way that's a panda bear. You look at that and you say, no, that's a dog.
No, that is obviously a fucking dog that you spray painted its fucking ears. That's not a hybrid.
Like, apparently these people are like in trouble. Like they're getting sued or like there's something going on and there's like a class action thing going on. Don't you? I mean, like you paid to get your picture taken with a dog painted like a panda bear. I mean, like there's no way it was more than like $5 or something. Wouldn't you just laugh? Say, ha, they got me.
What was panda?
You don't call a lawyer because you took a picture with a dog painted like a panda bear.
Was the word panda in quotes?
I don't know.
They did nothing wrong. The dog's name is Panda Bear. Therefore, you got your picture taken with Panda Bear.
I didn't think of that. Dog's name's Panda Bear.
Yeah.
Perfect out.
Exactly. You got it on one of those adoption cards you fucking get for no damn reason. Like, oh, you adopted this puppy. No, I stole it from its mother.
My dog when I was a kid's name was Tiger.
Was it? Did it look like a tiger?
I guess I could tell people they could get pictures taken with tiger.
My little sister's dog, when she was little, was named Queequeg. Because there was a dog in the X-Files that got eaten by an alligator.
Queef?
His name was Queequeg.
My dog's name was Cinnamon with an S.
Why?
That's a stripper name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in second grade.
My loose vag duck when I was little was named Candy with a Y.
You had a duck?
You had a duck.
You had like a pet duck?
Yeah.
It didn't like come in your house, did it? Stayed outside?
And unless it was winter, then I let him come inside the garage.
Is in the garage? You had a duck? That's not a normal thing, is it? People don't keep ducks as pets, do they?
No, ducks are not pets. That'd be like having a raccoon.
Do you think that technically Napier is a farmer? Like if he had a pet duck? Like, he could be on that website?
I actually had him a Muscovy goose.
Yeah, and the chant wants to know how Cinnamon died.
As I said, they all die horribly. And she did die horribly. She was my childhood friend. She loved me, like, more than anything in the world. And she was, like, deathly afraid of, like, thunder because we used to live at a place where they shot fireworks off. And she was deathly afraid of fire, and she was an outside dog, and there was a thunderstorm, and she tried to get out from under her kennel, and she broke her hips, and she was too old, where the vet said, yeah, we can help her, but you're going to have to take her to the bathroom for the rest of her life. So
Travis.
We had to put her down, and it was the most, I was 18, and it was the most miserable fucking heart-wrenching day of my life, carrying.
Did you put your grandma down, too?
I had to carry.
Can't you just get the dog a diaper or something?
No.
Why not? I've seen dogs wear diapers. The dogs are on their periods. They wear diapers.
That's really gross when you think about it.
She's a girl dog, so she couldn't like squat or anything. She would have been fucked.
Now, when I had a dog and it had its period, I used to put tampons in it.
Massage the poop out? I mean, this sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, you just put your finger in there and then you pull it out real quick. You know, like you're revving up a lawnmower. Shit will just fly right out of them. You'll just have shit scooting out of that dog for an hour. You can't stop shit coming out of a dog when you do that. You won't be able to smell anything but dog shit for days. Mike, let me tell you how else to get shit out of a dog. you rub its belly, and then you lightly press on it.
Isn't that called Red Rocket?
Yeah, you lift up its tail. When I was little, in order to get my dog to poop, I used to try to wind up its tail and try to get the shit to come out of it. Eventually, the dog couldn't shit unless you were fiddling with its tail.
It was required.
You had to wind up the dog to get it to shit. His worst Christmas present my grandma ever gave me. Grandma just looking at me in the backyard, winding up my dog so it can shit.
So there was a bit that I wanted to do tonight.
Yeah?
And instead of doing the bit, I'm just going to tell you what the bit was going to be.
Okay.
That's way funnier.
So I had this idea. Apparently Richard Simmons is missing.
What's he missing?
I don't know. Nobody can find him. They don't know where he is.
Do you remember that when we discovered the story of Casey Kasem missing, it wasn't, what, 3 weeks, and then he died horribly in some fucking home?
Well,
and there was like a giant lawsuit.
There was a whole thing where like his like wife was kidnapping him from the nursing home and like taking him to her house, and like the kids wanted him in the nursing home. It was a whole thing. Apparently, like I just saw a news story. He just got buried like a couple weeks ago. There's been like this big battle on where they're going to bury him. Well, speaking of which, James Brown, he still hasn't been buried. Apparently, James Brown at the wake, somebody stole James Brown's body and they never found it. Somebody has like James Brown stuffed somewhere.
What are you gonna do with that
body? What are you gonna do with James Brown's dead body? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know.
Put it up in the
clone
of your room,
James
like
Brown. I guess maybe they had him frozen.
You know, if I was stealing bodies out of a
like
morgue.
Like what's his name, Ted Williams' head.
Yeah,
they have Ted Williams' head frozen somewhere, so that one day they can bring it back. Same thing with James Brown. They froze James Brown so that one day they can bring it back and we can all get some soul.
You know what I would do if I stole a dead body?
What?
Fuck it.
Right.
What? That's. Do you think James Brown's just getting fucked right now? Just all gross and
so
like
I
decomposing?
I had this bit idea. I had this great idea. I thought it would be really funny if...
Did you steal James Brown?
No. Richard Simmons is missing. And so I thought it would be funny if like... Somebody called in, you know, somebody called in.
Air quotes.
Quotes.
and was holding Richard Simmons ransom. They would say, like, you know, if you don't give us $2 million, we're going to bring Richard Simmons back. See, get it? Get it? Yeah. They kidnapped Richard Simmons and depraved us of Richard Simmons. And if it's funny, right? And what I was going to do is I was going to get one of those voice changey things, and like I was going to be the kidnapper, and I was going to get Travis to like be in the background, like yelling about vegetables and like, you know, fitness and stuff. Like Travis was going to be James or James Brown. Travis, can you do a James Brown? No. That was great, Travis.
You sound like you got punched in the dick.
Somebody just stabbed Travis. Travis is going to be in the background just ranting and raving as Richard Simmons while I was trying to, you know, do. And that was going to be the bit. But then I drove around a whole bunch of places, couldn't find one of the voice changey things. And then Travis didn't want to do it because he couldn't figure out his Richard Simmons voice. So we scrapped the whole thing. So that's what I'm going to tell you the bit that we didn't do.
It sounded like it would have been horrible.
Let me tell you the
funniest thing
that
worked?
I had going.
No.
Is I was going to reference D'Amelio and Rockin' to the Oldies. Sweatin' to the Oldies. That, see?
Can we hear what you had for the Richard Simmons voice? Or
no.
No.
Not at all.
It was that bad?
I think we already did.
It couldn't have been that bad, Travis. I mean, you just get kind of effeminate and talk about like Sweatin' to the Oldies, right?
And I tried.
Yeah, come on, Travis.
Nope.
Hey! You know, you do a lot of that, right?
Yeah. Hey, girls. Nothing tastes better than being thin.
See, Napier should have just fucking did it.
Napier, you should have done it.
Now I gotta...
All right, next week, we're doing the bit.
Now that everybody knows what the bit is, we're going to do it. So be everybody, now that you know what it is, expect that next week.
Yeah, expect right that bit next week, guys, because that's going to be solid gold.
Right after our interview stuff that we're going to talk about.
We got to pick a winner of the Holly Jolly Box before
Holly
we...
Holly Jolly Box. We referenced
we cut
it.
Out, right?
I tweeted a picture. It's wrapped up like a nice, beautiful Christmas gift. It's full of wondrous items that anybody would be happy to have and enjoy and listen to and watch and play with.
I had I have 11 flat drunk submissions in the pile here. If there was another one that I missed, I apologize, but I have 11. I have flat drunk at Heinz Field. I have flat drunk at Mall of America. I have a whole bunch of flat drunks on a tarlet. I have a flat drunk in a World of Warcraft thing.
World of Warcraft garrison.
I have flat drunk at some kind of gymnastic thing. I have a Santa flat drunk. I have a flat drunk with a big turkey wiener. I got flat drunk on the title page of a book. I got flat drunk on a jackalope. And I got flat drunk with a bunch of classic WWF superstars. So we had some.
What
pretty...
if I get you up? What if I get you a flat drunk blowing a black nutcracker?
Well, that sounds pretty great.
Well, you're going to have to save that for the next round of flat drunks because you missed the boat on this one. We gave you an extra week and you fucked up.
Missed the boat.
Son of a bitch.
Missed the goddamn boat. But we will have the Black Lovers flat drunk Holly Jolly Box of Champions.
Can we have a flat drunk blowing another flat drunk?
We had flat drunks having sex with each other last time.
They weren't very good.
I mean, Travis, do you have one that, like, you would say is your favorite?
My clear winner, and you can back me up, or we can have a consensus on that. You know, my flat out winner on the flat out drunks is the toilet one. I love that one very much.
I think I agree with you, actually. I think the whole bunch of flat drunks in the toilet, they had like something in the tarlet. They had
they referenced the elf on the shelf.
So
bullshit.
I mean, they referenced, you know, our show. I think that's the clear cut winner. I really do. I think I really like the Santa drunk. I thought that was cool. It was like, you know, on a Coke bottle. And I like the drunks with the WWF superstars. I really thought your buddy Brian sent me his book. I mean, I paid for it, but I bought his first book and he put a flat drunk on the inside cover. I thought that was cool, but
I like them all, and truthfully, if you took out the toilet one, I would have a really hard time
right.
judging
we got
the other
some
ones.
Great, and we do appreciate everybody.
Yeah, because even the guy that took him to yoga lessons with him, I thought was awesome.
Yeah,
and then Heinz Field was, I mean, it was all really, really good, but that toilet one took a lot of effort, and somebody had to put their hands in a fucking toilet to take that piece.
Somebody took the time to cut out, like, and I didn't send whoever that person is, I didn't send that person flat drunks. He printed those flat drunks. So, yeah, he took the time to cut out like 10 flat drunks and put them on a toilet,
put them
all standing up. That took a lot of effort. I think that's the clear-cut winner. What do you think, Nibs?
Yeah.
Not that it matters. We already outvote you, but...
I do like the toilet one, but I also like the one with the book.
The book one?
Yeah, I like the book one.
Yeah,
I think it's clever.
It's funny. Yeah, I like that one, too. I liked them all. I thought they were great. But I guess the winner of the flat drunk contest for December goes to the toilet flat drunk. So either get with me or Travis, send us your address so Travis can send you the Holly Jolly Box.
I also like turkey wiener drunk.
Turkey wiener drunk's a good one, too. They're all good ones. Good ones.
Thanks, everybody, for participating, and I hope that you come back and participate in the next round of flat drunk. And I think, Mike, I think we're going to keep doing this because I have a lot of fun with it, right?
Yeah, I want to keep doing it because I have fun getting flat drunks.
Me too.
And we do love embarrassing drunk.
Right, right.
So if we can put his picture across the entire internet in weird scenarios, so much better for us.
If you can get a flat drunk to have a wheelbarrow full of dicks driven into his anus, all the better.
I tell you one thing real quick, on kind of a related note. is there's this weird Twitter account that I am addicted to, and it's pornography, and I wish I could stop looking at it. I don't even follow it. I just check it like every couple of days, and it's called Home Auditions. It's just like people, amateur people, like probably doing Matt Leroy kind of stuff. It's like just
like swippy swapping.
Yeah, it's just swippy swappy shit. It's like people like solid orgies like all the time, like chicks taking 3-4 dudes. It's like two dudes taking
like
one
how
chick.
You call that it, Matt Leroying?
It's like, but I mean that he instantly comes to mind. Like I look at these and I'm like, this has got to be what Leroy goes through. He's got to see this shit, right?
Our pal Matt Leroy from the Beardy and the Beast podcast.
Beardy and the Beast. Yes.
Is he a swinger? I guess is the technical term. Does the swing?
It might be. Yeah, that's technical. But these,
the technical term is swippy swap.
Swippy swap, exactly. But these, like these, all these pictures they post like every few days, and it's like 10 or 12 pictures, and it's all like amateur people. It's just like drunk chicks getting plowed by 3 dudes, or you know, a few chicks like doing one guy. And I have a really hard time not looking at this. Like I'm almost addicted to this little Twitter account, and I would love for somebody to somehow shove those flat drunks into one of those weird orgy situations. And there are perfect poses.
That'd be the automatic winner, right?
Where you could. That's the automatic winner. If you can put him believably where 3 or 4 flat drunks are taking down one hot blonde, you win.
What if you can do it with your Christian Mingle dates?
Well, then you extra win, especially if you're in the picture.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not sodomy if they're little pictures. Technically, it's just fun times.
Oh, I'll tell you what extra wins, and you win all of the contests. If you actually shove a flat drunk in your ass, then you win all of
no,
them.
No, that is...
Take a picture of a flat drunk coming out of your butthole?
No, that really or depends sniz, on the butthole.
Or your sniz flaps.
Yeah, just put your sniz flaps on him like it's an empty nutsack and just drape him over his eyes and have drunk saying, "These aren't my glasses."
What strange new world is this?
Oh God, I can see forever. Is this the universe?
Oh boy.
So I mean, that's it. That's the whole thing, right?
Did we answer any of Lisa's questions?
Lisa, did Napier answer your questions?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Excellent. And that was Dr. Napier.
Hey!
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend. Guys, it's the last show of 2014, and like I was feeling kind of like, you know,
whimsical.
Yeah, you know, feeling kind of like, you know, mushy, and I wrote this like.
Do you have a poem?
No, I wrote like a list of people like to thank. And
is this non-ironically nice?
Yeah, it is. It's like nice, and like. I guess I could just, like, record it later and add it in the podcast so, like, you guys don't make fun of me. So I'm going to do that.
I would never make fun of you, Mike. I love people, and I love this show, and I love people who listen to it. So I would be right on your side with this.
Oh, I mean, like, is there anybody that, like, you guys want to thank?
I want to thank Unfit for FM for being consistently better than us.
Well, they're on the list, not for that reason, but I wanted to thank them.
Go ahead. You finish yours.
I want to thank The Red Show for not trying to destroy us.
They're on the list, too. I was gonna thank them.
I'd thank the Lotus cast, especially Matt Chuck, even though he posted Elf on the Shelf to my fucking Facebook page every single day in December.
Yeah, they're on the list, too. You guys aren't thanking anybody that I... You mean... Okay, so I mean, first of all, I'm gonna do the list. Don't make fun of me, guys. I want to thank, like, you know, our spouses and significant others, you know, for like sacrificing their Mondays while we tell dick jokes on the internet and stuff, you know.
And sometimes talking about their snizzes.
You know, cause, you know, we give up every Monday night to do this, and we could probably be doing something better.
You mean productive?
Productive. I want to thank Frank from Radio FUBAR for giving us a venue to broadcast. And for putting up with my occasional diva outbursts. You know, I flip out on Frank every now and then and say shitty things.
I think he should appreciate Napier karaoke's
and,
more.
And Frank has been a great supporter of us. He's a good dude. And so,
he did say he was going to send me ammunition, and he never sent me ammunition. And all of my baby guns are now hungry and ammo-less.
I want to thank our peers who have either promoted us by mentioning us or retweeting us, supporting us, whatever.
So another kudos
specifically to Dan, Mandy, and Jay, who've provided voices for just about every bit we've done. I mean, they're always willing to help and like, you know, I mean, like Mandy was in the fucking thing tonight, you know, and I mean, she turned it around real quick just because I asked. And so, I mean, the guys from the Furnacast, they're great.
I'm going to say this right now. I like Mandy better than Dan.
It's not what this is about, Napier. We're not choosing favorites.
I am.
Jim and Shannon from Not Safe for Water Cooler specifically, I wanted to thank them because they've been on the shows both several times. And they're good pals. The Lotus Cast guys... I mean, every week they, you know, point people in our direction. And I mean, they, you know, they talk about what we talked about and try to send people our way. They're good pals too.
And they have excellent beef.
Yeah. And I mean, the other shows and hosts we've befriended, you know, The Red, The Chris Break Show, Strange Times, Epic Pod Quest, Pod Cheese,
Hanging
Unfit
Outcast
for FM, Dorktown, The Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks. I don't think I've ever mentioned them before, but they retweet us a lot. They're good folks. The Sonic Blasphemy guys, they're cool. 360 on 420. We get retweets from them a lot too. They're good guys. And I mean, you know, thanks to anybody who's downloaded or listened live. We appreciate the hour you give us every week. And I mean, thanks to you guys.
I appreciate Mark Bland.
I didn't mention Mark Bland, did I?
I don't
Thanks,
know.
Mark Bland.
Mark Bland has the greatest Facebook ever.
I mean, you know, like in January and February and stuff, like I was kind of down and, you know, I was getting kind of irritated with you and drunk. And I really do think, and I mean this, I think that Travis saved the show because back when Travis started, I think I was done and I have a lot of fun coming and doing this with you guys every week.
So. You mean you have fun with Travis?
I have fun with all of you.
Well, mostly Travis.
I was wrong the way I felt.
Yeah, on the same wavelength, if we're going in this direction too, I want to say that I appreciate Napier. I do. You're fun. You make me laugh every week. Even drunk when he shows up, I enjoy him. And I do too, Mike. I appreciate you and the fact that you brought me on this show. I was a listener for quite a while before I came on here, and I also do have a lot of fun doing the show too, and I appreciate being able to be a part of it and a part of all of this. 5 years, baby, you know, be a small part of the almost 5 years you guys got going on. So 2014 was really special to me in the fact that now on Monday nights, I know what I'm doing. I'm hanging out with you guys, you know, you're my long distance friend. So, Happy New Year and happy holidays to you. And that's completely legit. That's not just talking bullshit. So thank you.
I appreciate Travis for saving my radio marriage. I would like to give a shout out to all of our fan, Lisa.
Lisa's really kind of like been there with us since like the very beginning. Lisa was like our first listener who like ever... There was weeks that like...
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm on the fucking list.
You are on the list. You
prove it.
There was weeks that like we only did a show because we thought, oh God, if we don't do a show this week, you know, then Lisa will be disappointed because you were like the only person who talked to us. So, and now it's fucking 5 years later.
Well, I'm still the only one. It's just
you are
like
a branch off
personality.
Well, I mean, like really, you're the only one that counts because you're the only one who doesn't have their own podcast. Just in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking they're only listening to our podcast, so we'll listen to their podcast. Don't you think that,
you don't
Travis?
Have to keep
sometimes
that in the back of your mind, that's true.
Yeah, well, the jig is up because I only listen to mainstream podcasts. So,
oh, put your
guys
in the air.
If you're listening right now, I listen to your podcast. So, we'll be back next week. This isn't like a, you know, I guess it was kind of gay. I'm sorry. But we'll see you next week. Thanks. Happy New Year.
You're not going to say goodbye after 10 years of epic podcasting?
There ain't no goodbyes. There's just, see you later.